Everyone, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please share it, and if possible, leave us a review. We hope you enjoy this episode.
In 3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bold Notions podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Tung, and with me is Matt.
What's up?
And Steven.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, before we hop into our topic, Steven, you said you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. Would you clap Bigfoot's yams?
No.
Why Bigfoot, bro?
It's not even Bigfoot. It's okay, so apparently there is a whole community, and of course memes, about people wanting to fuck cryptids, like Mothman, Bigfoot, Wendigos, the Chupacabra.
Loch Ness Monster?
It's in there.
Jesus Christ.
It's in there.
That's gross.
That is wild.
There's even a statue. I can't remember the state offhand, but they made a really buff Mothman, and he's got like a perfectly sculptured ass.
Tongue is jealous.
I'm a little jealous.
Tongue
dude.
Wants that ass.
Dude.
He's been doing his hip thrust, dog.
All right, so real quick. the gayest thing I ever said at the gym. I was doing the hip thrust, and I got like fucking 315 on the bar. I'm fucking doing it, and on my last set, on accident, I just let out, like, involuntary. I go, oh, my ass can't handle anymore, right?
And then he came.
No, I already came before that. But the guy standing next to me just looks over, and he just kind of, like, rolled his eyes and walked away.
Canceled his membership immediately. I didn't sign up for this.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm just trying to work out here.
Why does this happen everywhere I go?
So explain this Bigfoot fucking shit.
Yeah, apparently now I was like, yeah, okay, I've seen the memes. You know, everyone's like, me and the boys ready to go fucking fuck Bigfoot out in the woods and shit.
What?
Yeah. But apparently there is a...
Wait, is that the show Bigfoot Hunters on the Travel Channel?
I don't know. Bigfoot.
Or Hunting Bigfoot, whatever the hell it was called.
Bigfoot Muff Divers.
That's a good one.
No, but apparently there's like a whole community that writes like fan fictions about like trying to fuck.
Dude, is this shit on like 4chan or Reddit? Because I feel like that's where you'd find it.
I don't know where it's at. I've just heard it from secondhand.
4chan is scary.
No, Steven's the one who writes these fanfics. Don't let him lie to you.
Shh, leave me alone. It's on
his, he reenacts it on his OnlyFans. Steven, you're wild, dude.
Yeah, bro. Plug the OnlyFans.
Damn, man. I ain't trying to see you in my Mothman outfit, all
right? Damn.
All right,
but you can... For $29.99.
You think you're better than Bella Thorne?
I'm a classy bitch.
I don't even know how much she costs.
Bro, did you guys see her music video?
No, what?
No, what?
This bitch dropped a music video. It's so fucking... It's bad. It's horrible.
Really?
The Damn. Lyrics are... The lyrics she repeats... I think she's like trying to go for like a little pump. Which one's Gucci Gang? Whoever's...
Gucci Gang? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, so... She was basically repeating the same lyrics over, and it's like, what is this song?
I'm going to have to look this up later. I did not hear about this.
I'm trying to remember how
it
goes.
Is it new?
I think so. Yeah. I think it goes like, I only call you when I'm alone and horny, and she repeats that line like 20 times in the song, and I'm like, what is
you
going on?
You want to talk about songs. I was just chilling at work, listening to music today, and... Song comes on by 2 Chainz called Quarantine Thick. I swear, I shit you not. And I swear, I think it went like this. I fucked her so good, I hit her kidney, made her pussy piss. What the fuck? I'm listening to this. I'm like, are you, what the fuck is this song? He's literally rapping about his boo thang from quarantine, getting fat during quarantine, calling it quarantine thick. Like, she's been eating, she's got thicker. I've pounded that pussy, hit that kidney. I'm like, you're gonna hit the what? You guys gotta listen to that song, man. When you get a chance, Quarantine Thick, dude. I had no idea this was a thing until today. And I'm like, huh.
That's
interesting. You know who else has a song that's very... It's actually not bad. Dixie D'Amelio has a song.
Who's the fuck is that?
The TikTok... you know the two sisters? They're like super rich off TikTok.
I don't have TikTok.
Charlie
so.
D'Amelio and... what was her name? I just said it.
Dixie.
Dixie. So she did a song with the guy that did Blueberry Faygo.
Oh, that song's a banger. But.
Yeah. So they did a song together. It's not bad. I think it's like it's something sad. It's a sad song or something.
Matt really out here listening to minors on TikTok.
Like, I didn't know it was her, and I'm like, damn, it's a good song. I look, I'm like, Dixie D'Amelio, what the fuck?
Man, Matt, you know,
everybody's making music.
Just like Flight 747. You have lost me, man. I have no idea where the fuck you're talking about.
Listen to the song, man. It's a banger. All right, Juice WRLD, relax, buddy.
Can you play that guy, Juice WRLD?
Don't mess with my favorite dead rapper, dog.
She put my heart.
All right, let's hop into some topics.
We are white as fuck.
Yeah, let's hop into some topics.
I'm whitest one here.
So, Tom,
they don't make them any whiter than Europe.
So, I was going to talk about hipsters, and some of it actually pertains to TikTok. One thing I never understand is, like, you know how old music is just like out there and like newer people don't really find out about it, but a lot more people are finding out about it, like on TikTok and all that shit.
Are you talking about like how, and Matt knows because it pissed me off, like how everyone was like, man, this guy named Ozzy Osbourne, bro, Post Malone's gonna put him on the fucking map.
That was hilarious.
Not that kind of shit.
Okay.
It's like people, like, they've been listening like an artist for so long, like since the early 2000s or some shit, and then someone on TikTok would make a song or make a TikTok with that song, and then that's how a lot more people, like, in the, you know, the newer generation will find it, and then people will bitch about it, like, oh, you guys found it on TikTok. It's like, who cares? Why are people complaining that people find music on TikTok? Like, get over it, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Shouldn't people be excited or happy that their artist is, like, getting more recognition again?
Yeah, I think so. I think music plays a big role in a lot of people's lives. I mean, I could even pertain it to, like, the punk scene and shit. You know, a lot... with going at it, like, how you were saying, they were kind of, like, gatekeeping.
Yeah, gatekeeping, that's the term.
It's like with the hardcore punk scene, man, it's like that too. It's like, well, I don't even want this guy listening to this shit because you weren't there, you know, or you weren't at the shows and shit. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter, the band's still getting recognition, you know.
Yeah, it's like, shut up, you pussy, just
is that
enjoy
that
the
shit
music.
You go to get beat up at?
Yeah, Steven and his fucking mosh.
You go
fits.
Pay to get beat up, is this, hey, what bro. You're talking about? I'll beat you up for free.
Dude, you know what's my my oldest brother used to go to like mosh pits and all that shit. I was like, what are you doing, bro?
I find that shit funny when he tells me he used to go to those. I'm like, yeah. Dude, you pay to get beat up? That's wild.
I still want to go. Fucking coronavirus, goddamn it.
That would again, not... dude, we can beat your ass right now for $20 each.
I'll do it for free.
It's not the
he'll
same.
Charge you.
It's not the
hey,
same.
Hey, if you're good at something, why not get paid, right?
That's true. Never do it free.
You'll insult me along the way. I don't get insulted
there. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But like,
okay, so yeah, going back to it. So yeah, I agree with you that they really shouldn't get fucking mad.
Yeah,
to
like,
be honest.
What's the point? What, like, it was the same thing. Like, I'm a big fucking nerd, right? And back in whatever, I think it was 2017 when Pokemon Go came out. And people started, like, getting into Pokemon. I was like, hey, that's fucking cool. But then a lot of people like, oh, they're getting into this because of Pokemon Go. Again, shut up, you fucking nerd, dude. Just let them have fun.
You fucking scoozy.
I remember when people used to make fun of me for liking Justin Bieber. Look at you now.
No, I'll still make fun of you for liking Justin Bieber.
Fuck you.
Everybody fucks with Justin Bieber now. He's the man.
Yeah, his music ain't bad. But it's just, you know, why are people so, like, they feel the need to gatekeep? Like, what's the point of it?
I don't know. It's in a lot of, like, a lot of things, really. Gatekeeping's pretty bad.
I think a lot of businesses and stuff like that have benefited from TikTok, especially artists.
Exactly, right? And that's really cool. Like, I don't understand TikTok, but what it does for, like, a lot of older artists and, you know, some new artists is like, that shit's dope.
Yeah, I found a lot of artists that I fuck with now on TikTok. Livingston's one of them. He's really good.
I don't like his music. You told me to listen to
him. You don't like
him.
His music?
I played like a whole album and I was like,
dude, his
can't get into
really
this.
Good.
Damn, did you see his cheeks? They got redder, dog. He's mad.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
Bro, Matt's he's steaming. He's sad.
Livingston's the man.
Those guys go about to play Juice WRLD. She said, but my no. Yeah, it's just just people.
You
who
probably
gatekeep.
Listen to MGK's new album. That's what it is.
Hell Why yeah. are you looking
no.
at me?
No, he does.
Oh, he does.
When you said that, you look right at Steven. I was like,
Steven probably does too.
He probably does. He miss
Nah.
He likes that pink guitar.
Speaking of Pink, real quick, I don't know if I think it was Pink. Harry Styles, did you guys see that whole thing? He like was on the cover of like I think it was some music.
Oh, with
Rolling
a dress
Stones
on.
Or something. Yeah, and so people go, they're making men more feminine and all that shit by wearing like showing Harry Styles wearing a pink dress. Like they're making men more feminine in America. One. No, they're no.
Yeah.
If I see that, I'm not gonna put on a dress. And two, the motherfucker's British. Who cares?
True.
You know, to be fair, I remember just a little tangent story. I was camping with my old man a couple years ago, and we walked into this Walmart, and we're getting some like camping groceries and stuff. And out of the aisle comes a dude dressed in full on S&M leather,
Jesus.
Skirt, fishnets, high heels, everything. Full beard, everything, and he's got his mistress, I guess, whatever, and they both just come walking on by, and she's just like, yeah, you get that, you little slut. He's like, yeah, I will. And then this other guy's just looking at us and looks at them, and he's just like, God bless fucking America, dude.
But did you kink shame?
Because that's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Let me guess, this was a Walmart.
Yeah, this was.
I fucking knew it. Always, you find the weirdest motherfuckers at Walmart.
Why is that?
You know, I tell everybody this, and like people, I told a buddy of mine, I was like, next time you go to Walmart, just look around. He came back to me next day. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I've never looked at people until you told me to. And he's like, there's some weird motherfuckers in here. The weirdest people go to Walmart. I have no idea what it is.
Like, what about Walmart just brings in the weirdos?
I don't know. It's cheap. It's cheap.
Oh, man.
But the prices are so good.
Yeah. Wait, real quick, with sticking on Walmart. Did I say on the podcast how I was accidentally racist at Walmart?
No, what?
No. I don't think you even told us outside of the podcast.
Oh, man. I felt like I told the story a couple
People
times.
People of color can't be racist.
I know, but like...
You're a POC.
I am whitewashed as hell. So... Growing up, my little sister, when she started talking, right, she was playing on the iPad, and one of the videos she found on YouTube was like these guys giving a baby monkey a bath, right, in the sink. She just kept saying baby monkey, right, pointing at the thing. So that's just that reserved it to me calling her baby monkey. And after so long, I started calling cousins, younger cousins, all that, and little kids, baby monkeys. And, you know, I just kind of wasn't thinking about it. I was just calling every little kid baby monkeys. I'm at Walmart one day. I'm waiting in line because all the lines were packed. Because for some reason, Walmart has like 20 checkout lanes, but only three of them are open.
Yeah.
So I'm standing behind this black family and they have a baby with them. The kid turns around and he's like holding on to his dad's pants or something. And he looks at me and he waves and just out of like... I just not even thinking, I go, oh, hey, baby monkey. And then when I said that, I just thought, oh, yo. No. And I look up and his parents were just eyeballing me. You know, all the shit I had, I literally backed up, left the cart and went home. Didn't buy anything. I was like, yeah, I shouldn't be out right now.
You failed your charisma check.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
That was...
fucking hell. Yikes. Racism is bad.
But we made that joke too many times. I don't care.
So with the skirt thing, so yeah, I heard of that. There was people who were giving shit about it, like, oh, they're trying to make it more feminine and shit. Let me remind you, when the Romans invaded Ireland and shit, and the English islands, there was dudes running around in fucking kilts.
Yeah, they're all fucking free balling in skirts
with
and shit.
Axes and shit, hyped up on fucking psychedelics. So, I'm just saying.
Let me also remind you guys, a man won Woman of the Year. We're still winning. We win at being women.
God bless America.
God damn it.
Jesus fuck.
Fuck, what topic were we on?
Oh, we just
talking about Harry Styles.
Yeah, the Harry Styles thing.
I don't know how we got to there, but you want to talk about your little debate with your turkeys?
Okay, so I want to know from you two.
Okay.
Baked or fried turkey, which one's better?
I'll let Steven go first, cuz.
All right, so I just had my first fried turkey.
Yes, you know, you did.
That shit slapped. That shit was fucking
Now you
good.
Went to your dad's and had a baked turkey.
Now I had a baked turkey, but his turkey was seasoned with like a crust on it. So he had already like marinated it and shit. And what would you call it? Brine?
Yeah, brining it.
He had already brined it and shit. And that shit was really fucking good. I don't know, man. It's...
honest opinion.
Yeah, give an honest opinion.
I'm going to give you the fat man's opinion. The fried turkey was really good.
Okay.
But if I'm doing like a wholesome family meal, I got to go with the baked.
Damn. You
know, I know my boy Jeremy's listening to the podcast. Shout out to Jeremy.
Jeremy.
We're going to get him on the podcast one day. I love you, Jeremy. Your fried turkey was really good. But you can't beat the classic, dude. I don't know. Something about baked is just
baked?
Fire. Yeah, something about baked is fire.
I don't know, man. I bake turkeys all the time. Now I will only fry one. It's just so much better for me.
Matt's getting more melanin as he speaks about melanin. Fried turkey.
Hopefully it's below the waist.
I'm just letting you know, if you know that they said if you eat a fried turkey, like a portion of it, it takes off like fucking a year off your life or something.
I don't
bullshit.
Give a shit.
We're here for a good time, not a long time, bud.
I didn't ask you who wants to live longer. I asked you which one was better.
I can't even make a comeback. I'm laughing.
And what was your debate, Steven? After, because once a turkey goes in, it's going to eventually come out. Is that what you said?
That turkey's got to come the fuck out, dog. So now here's the debate for you two, right?
We're already getting back into shit talking, man.
Yeah, it's shit talking 101. When you wipe your ass, do you go from the front underneath the balls or do you go from the back?
Not the back. I go from the front.
So you like tickling your balls on your way back there?
I guess. I don't know if I like it, but I just don't feel comfortable doing this. I can't really reach.
I'm just saying,
wide shoulders.
Steven, your dad did say he listened to an episode. I don't know if he's still listening to these episodes. Steve, if you are, I'm very sorry that you have to hear this, like this whole conversation. But nah, my ass, no pun intended, I go back to front, but like I hold my like junk to the side. You know, I talked to some friends about this. I don't know why we have these random ass conversations, but they're like, "Ugh, what if you get like shit on your fucking like dick or balls?" And I was like, "Motherfucker, I'm an adult."
It's called a wet wipe.
Yeah, and if I did, I would just hop in the shower.
I love
right
them
there.
Things.
But like, what if you're at work?
I have never.
I have
once...
to go wet wipes.
Hey, at our work, we're actually making wet wipes, so you know.
That's true. No, I don't know. I just. Are you, like, sitting and, like, doing that, or what do you...
Yeah, you sit.
You sit?
Motherfuckers that stand to wipe that? What? How
yeah,
do
what
you
the fuck is that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta spread.
What about dudes who pee sitting with their pants all the way down? Because I know you've seen it before.
I've never seen that before.
Not in person.
Like at a urinal?
Yeah, like at a urinal.
I saw videos of it before, but I haven't seen it in person.
Nope, never seen that in person.
That is wild.
Okay, here's a good one. Do you unbutton your pants or unzip the zipper?
Unzip the zipper. You go through the fence.
Hey, you don't say. Some people
that's uncomfortable, dude. So Steven,
he screamed that.
Yeah. So there's this older dude at work, right? I'm not gonna say his name, of course. This motherfucker must have like the biggest fucking anaconda, because. Apparently, it's faster for him to go through his short leg instead of going over or through the fucking... Like, Matt came in the bathroom one day, and he left scarred. He was like, "Hey, man, I went into the bathroom, and so-and-so had just one short pant leg."
Like, the way he was standing, he's just like... this he's hold like
oh my fucking God.
And I'm like,
what is going on?
I just see the hand like right here. I'm like, oh dog, I'm out.
He had that schmeat, dog.
Oh, no.
He does this. He, like, rolls up. Is like, he, like, rolled up his shorts. So let's say you were wearing shorts. He, like, rolled them up and then
stuck
it through.
Imagine how big you got to be if it's that. If doing that is faster than snaking it out from the top. Dude, that is wild. And his wife works with us, right? I have never seen her frown once.
She's always happy.
So you know he's packing some schmeat.
Yeah,
dude, she's always schmeat. But,
holy
man.
Fuck.
Dude, it is.
It fucked me up. Someone's mentioned this to me before. And I'm like, nah, I've never, like, he's like, yeah, man, he always rolls up his pants. Like, I walk in there and I see that and I'm just like, bro.
Good for them. That's all I have to say. It's good foul. For them. That is real foul, but
that's a power move right there.
Yeah. I feel like I had to give him my lunch money after that shit.
The
dude.
power move would be walking up behind someone at the urinal and being like, "Yeah, I'm waiting my turn."
Damn,
my guy, there's another urinal right there.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Fuck you.
So you wipe from the front. I wipe from the front. You wipe from the back.
No, I wipe from the front.
So why are you giving me shit about tickling my balls, faggot?
It was an interesting topic when I wanted to talk.
I don't know. We probably should have discussed it beforehand.
Well, it's also because my coworker and me had the same debate at work.
Me and Jeremy had the same debate also. So when we get him on the podcast, I don't know if we would go over this topic again, but
that you're actually a back wiper. Don't lie to me.
No.
Wow. I don't see what the difference is. I think I've had this argument with some of them. They're like, oh, it's unsanitary to wipe from the front. I've never had a problem.
See, I think
but you also got a UTI, so I don't want to hear it. I might have to switch it up now. Matt, you sold me.
Did you just dip your dick in the shit?
Yeah, that's what happened.
There was this black dude, he made a post. You ever get sick and tired of when you go take a shit and your dick dips into the toilet bowl? I was like, what problems do you have?
Big dick problems, bro.
Jesus, dude.
Those are big dick problems.
You know, I didn't get the right black jeans.
I'm changing.
I didn't get any black jeans. I think my mom cheated.
you the milkman's kid or the mailman. What does your mailman look like?
Not black.
Oh, damn.
I'm changing the subject. Yeah, so have you guys heard about the fucking Utah monolith?
Yeah, that it's just a random like steel, aluminum. What is it? Just a block?
No, it's not a block. Have you ever seen, what was the name of that movie? History of the World?
No.
It was a comedy. In the opening scene, there's like this big obelisk, black rectangle in there. And people are saying, oh, that's what it is and shit. You know, it's just like a art project or some shit. But yeah, some dude in a helicopter was flying through it, through the air. Yeah, through it.
Through the monolith? Trying to simulate 9/11 or
no,
what?
No. This is for Kobe.
Oh, for Kobe?
Yeah, no, he was flying and he noticed that and they landed and they're like, what the fuck is this? Why is this out here? And then it disappeared.
Yeah, and it ended up, what, Romania?
Yeah, Romania.
Jesus Christ.
There's like another one in there.
And that's the same one? Or you don't know?
They don't know.
So what is it? Who put it there? Nobody knows?
Nobody knows.
This is the beginning of the alien invasion.
Aliens.
Everyone, that's what they're doing. They're voted Biden in. They got all the reptile people all in one place. Do your Alex Jones impression.
Listen here. I'm telling you people. They're demons. They're aliens. They're coming at you. All right?
They're trying to take away our guns. So they can start the invasion.
Listen here. Fucking with the frogs. I'm a red-blooded American, all right? And I'll tell you what. I'm not going to let them take them. I'm not going to let them take my fucking land. Excuse me. It's a family show.
Man, Alex Jones is a crazy motherfucker.
Dude. I fucking love Alex Jones. Dude, some of the I think shit he's funny. He says.
Dude, the fact that they took... did they bring his show back up on YouTube?
No. Nope. It's still
YouTube won't fuck with him.
That is wild.
He has his own show on his own website now.
Yeah. What is it? InfoWars?
InfoWars. InfoWars.com, baby.
I just watch it just because he's such a fucking personality that it's just so good. It's so fun to listen to and just laugh at.
It makes me feel sane.
Yeah. The fact that what he's saying is all fact-checked, like on Rogan when he was talking. They fact-checked him, and he was correct about a lot of things.
Let's just face it. He says what we all think, but he says it out loud.
I mean, that's true.
We just don't say it out loud.
I feel like if Trump starts his news station, they have to have Alex Jones on it. Because that's why everyone,
oh my God.
That's why everyone voted Trump, right? Because he said what everyone wanted to hear.
And in this segment today, we have Alex Jones.
Listen here, people. It's the Rothschilds. They're all coming for
your money. It's the Rothschilds.
They're coming for your money. Don't forget male vitality.
Do you think Biden runs this country?
No.
It's the aliens.
Isn't it? It's the frogs. They're literal demons, all right?
Oh, man.
Turn to the frog. Freaking gay.
So, the monoliths, man. Honestly, me personally, I think it's just some art students trying to make, like, modern
goddamn art. Hippies.
Goddamn art.
It's
majors.
A Scientology, like,
oh, God.
Fucking things out there.
Scientologists are the worst.
What is Scientology?
I don't fucking know. Like, whatever it is, it's annoying.
Isn't it like a lot of celebrities are a part of it, or just Tom Cruise or some shit?
No, there's a lot of celebrities.
Tom Cruise is one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, he is.
They got that huge ass building in LA. Like, yeah, huge.
L. Ron Hubbard is their founder.
But what is it? Isn't it one thing I know is like to get in, you gotta like admit fucked up things.
I heard that they
rape
people and shit in camps.
They probably do.
Some weird shit like that. They go on like these retreats or something, and they basically have like gangbangs.
That's wild.
All I know is they believe in like aliens, and people have to go there in fucking, I'm not shitting you, they South Park did a whole fucking episode on it.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode.
Where they were like, yeah, they gotta go to this planet in like Boeing 747. It's shit like that, dude.
So, one thing that I remember, what I was trying to get at, they have to admit, like, really fucked up shit that they did to get into the church, that church or whatever the fuck,
what
the religion.
Tom Cruise did.
Oh, he probably touched children. Who knows? Nah, I wouldn't say that. Allegedly. Let's go allegedly. No.
Dog, he will sue the fuck
yeah,
out of you.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't scratch that. Yeah, any alien people listening to? You know,
alien
that was a
people.
Joke. That was a
any
joke.
Lizards? Any lizard people? I'm talking to you, Zuckerberg.
I was about to say.
Quit banning my boy.
Shout out to my boy, Minaj. And they basically will hold that against them if they try to leave the church. And, you know, Steven, you just finished like, or you just started the second season of The Boys.
Yeah.
Great show on Amazon. Check it out. That religion, the collective, they literally based that off of Scientology.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty wild. It was like the other church. We were talking about this the other day or last week. Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. We didn't get to talk about it.
No,
on
we
the
didn't.
Air.
But it.
Yeah, like Heaven's
that.
Gate is.
Well, that's
wild.
The shit that Alex Jones exposed, right?
No.
Or no, that's a different one.
That was the Kool Aid where they everybody drank Kool-Aid.
No.
Like, yes.
Was that the one? Yeah. What's that called?
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the one Alex Jones exposed.
I don't know.
He went undercover.
That one.
That's wild.
Well, let's get back to that, but let's talk about Heaven's Gate real quick. So, the guy, I forgot what his name is. It was like something Appleworth or something like that. He was like this cult leader where he basically, you know, got all these people to follow him. And how he ran the religion was like, hey, if you want to be a part of this religion, I'm going to do sexual acts to your wife, your significant other. You can't, but I can, and they can do it with themselves or some shit.
Like,
it was mind blowing. It was a cult of cucks.
The cult of cucks.
Well, the other thing, too, was I know that was correct in the beginning, but after a while, it turned out that he was gay and he could not cope with that, and so he became a celibate.
He became a cuck.
No, he was. Making other people's.
Oh, this
cuck.
Was pre-cuck. Yeah.
This is pre-cuck.
No. He was literally fucking other people's girls. That makes the people that wife getting.
Yeah.
But there was a lot
you
of
know what?
His male.
Dude, I should take notes. all these fucking taking women on Tinder, bro.
So what does that make you if you're not the if you're the cuck? Who's the one fucking your wife?
Bro, you should take a note. Not interrupting my fucking ass. God
my bad.
Damn it.
It's true.
I don't even know what I was going to say now. I'm so upset.
You were talking about how he was gay and he couldn't handle it.
A lot of his male followers became like fucking celibate. They cut their nuts off and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They fly down to Mexico using the church's money, get an operation done, and then fly back.
Oh, I thought they were like, you know, fucking put your balls here. Well, give me the butcher's
Vietnamese
knife.
Vietnamese Pain Olympics.
Oh, well, man, I was thinking about that.
Well, one of them was a nurse, and she fucking botched the first surgery. She's like, yeah, I can totally do it. I can do this. This is no problem at all. And then he's like, okay, he's bleeding out from his dick. He's probably going to die. We should probably take him to the hospital.
Yeah, so I want to know. Okay, so if you're the guy letting a girl, or if you're the guy
fucking the dudes.
No, no, no. If you're the guy letting another dude fuck your wife, you're the cuck.
Yeah, you're the cuck.
So yes. What is he?
The guy who's fucking the cuck's wife? I don't know.
So, like, we call them cucks, right? That's cuck holding. What is that guy?
The wife fucker.
The wife fucker.
I think the bull. Some shit
the
like
bull?
That. Yeah, I think they call them the bull or some shit.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look that up.
Does that make me a bull? Fuck yeah, bro.
Beast.
These tender bitches better get ready.
I knew I was always a Taurus, but damn. God.
Kink shame him, man. Kink shame him.
God, man. Would you guys be able to do that? I don't know if we asked this question already.
I don't know.
Fuck another dude's wife while they're in the room with you.
Nah, that's weird, yo.
My older brother was talking about it because same thing happened. He matched with a girl on Tinder. Right? You know, he went on a date with her. And then on the date, she goes, you know, you're cute and all. And, you know, I'm really into you. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm married and my husband actually wants to watch as we have intercourse. And he goes, oh, this is fucking, I don't know about this. So, you know, like brother, find myself in the same boat.
Did he do it?
I have no idea. I haven't asked him yet. He probably did. That motherfucker's a horn dog.
Whichever brother that is, let me know.
Wait, why?
I'm kind of curious.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, no.
Be
not
more specific.
That I want to do it. I'm curious.
Dog, you better keep.
Yeah, you know, keep your curiosity to yourself before I kink shame you.
I'll be as curious as I want. Yeah. Anyway, we were going to talk about the Alex Jones thing that he exposed. It's Bohemian Grove.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The thing Richard Nixon was talking about.
Man, I wish I could do a Richard Nixon impression. So he actually went to, what was it called?
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove, right? He goes there and after he goes there, they did an interview with Richard Nixon back in whatever year he was like running as president, or I think it was before his presidency. He goes, yeah, that was the faggotest shit I've ever seen.
Richard Nixon.
You can find this actual clip on the internet.
You can find Alex Jones clip. He has a whole video about it. When he was younger, he was like a reporter and he went in there. And he said it was like a bunch of senators from our government.
Yeah.
And they were doing like gay shit. And
this was when being gay was wrong.
Yeah. And doing like these weird rituals. It looked satanic almost. It was like really weird. Imagine the leaders of our country are doing satanic rituals in like a secret thing. And he exposes this and then interviews one of the senators. You can find this on YouTube. He exposes one of the senators and goes like, what was that all about? What was that tribute to? Who are you guys praying to? And he's like, I don't owe you any explanation. He's like, I think you do if you're in our government, this and that. And he's like, you weren't supposed to record. He's like, yeah, well, I did. So
breaking the law, breaking the law.
Fuck you. You don't tell me what to do.
Oh, also massive orgies.
That sounds lit, though.
With dudes?
But all dudes.
Oh, never mind. I mean, you know, different strokes for different strokes. But that's
this
not
him
for me.
Coming out?
Nah,
it's a big step for you, homie. Yeah.
I can see it now.
Oh, no.
The title of this episode, Tom's Coming Out Party.
Oh, how do man. I explain this to my parents?
All your brothers and sisters already did.
Dude, these motherfuckers. Look, I love my mom to death. She's one of the most bigoted person I ever met. My siblings told her that I was gay, and this woman broke down. I come home, and she's like, oh, my baby boy, I can't believe this happened to you. And I was like, what is going on? She's like, oh, you're living such a sinful life. And I was like, What are we doing? She's like, your older siblings told me you're gay. And oh, my God. I'm not gay.
Allegedly. I'm just kidding.
You fuckers.
Maybe.
I remember a time when you were telling me about how your sister
told everyone at
your work that you're
I might be doing like something to give off that vibe, because they.
It's probably when you say massive guy orgy sound fun. Hey,
I thought there were women there also. Okay, I should have realized when Richard Nixon said that was, you know, I wasn't paying attention. I made a mistake. Allegedly. But again, different strokes for different folks. You know, nothing wrong with being gay.
But I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Allegedly. I'm just fucking, all right, moving on.
I can tell you about the diamonds if you'd like.
The diamond industry? Fuck, let's hop into that. I mean, isn't like most diamonds like just blood diamonds?
Yeah.
Because from what I know, it's like diamonds are being mined by like a lot of just African, like, is it slaves?
Slaves. I think it was slaves.
Yeah.
Because there's still slaves. Yeah,
it's still going on right now.
Yeah.
The diamond industry itself is such a fucking scam. Like, it really is.
Yes.
It's fucking scummy. What had happened was, back in like the 30s and shit, the Helzberg Diamond Corporation ran an ad campaign saying, your woman will only be happy if you spend 2 months worth of your salary on these rings. These priceless rings. Rarest ring in diamonds in the world and shit, right? And it fucking worked. And then they were like, well, fuck, we made some money. All right. She'll really only like you if you're spending 3 months of your salary. And that's pretty much what it is today. Is 3 months worth of salary for a ring. They artificially inflate the cost of diamond. And if you go to any diamond retailer, don't fall for their fucking bullshit. When they say, hey man, is this ring, you know, been mined by the blood of kids in Africa and shit? And they look at you and go, no. It comes from North America. Bullshit. Walk right out. There's no.
Do we even have diamond?
There's no North American diamond.
There might not be a North American diamond mine, but the slave mining thing, they have ways now that they can track where they're coming from. I guarantee you not all diamonds now are blood diamonds.
A good majority of them are, though.
Yeah, I feel like.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know, what's cool with you and your fiance, like, she didn't want diamond, right? She actually wanted a gemstone instead of
She wanted an opal ring.
Going against society, which is cool. But it, like,
you're such a really rebel.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, she guilty.
Guilty.
Well, she even said herself, she's like, I don't like how diamonds look. I don't like them. They don't look good.
One, diamonds are just stupid. It's just a shiny rock.
That's it.
Why is that the symbolism of love? A diamond rock on your finger.
Well, it was never like that, too. It was usually like a wedding band or like an armband or something to symbolize that you two are, you know, a couple. I mean, that's been going
on. They make those rubber rings now.
Yeah.
I'm only complaining about diamonds because I can't afford one. It's like Chris Brown said, how can you hate outside the club when you can't even get in? You
can't even get in.
The diamond industry sucks.
As his father says, you don't need money in America. All you need is a signature.
That's right. You just need a working pen.
You just need a pen and a piece of paper.
There's something that's actually looks like diamond, but it's a lot harder or denser, and it's a lot more shinier than diamond. It's called moissanite. It's like half the price of regular diamond, but looks exactly like it, but a little bit shinier and a little bit more like durable. I think I was talking to you, Matt, about it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, well, imagine getting that for your wife, and then she goes, this ain't real diamond. And it's like,
someone comes up with those one of those diamond testers and goes, and then you're going to begin to call. My shit fake.
Did you see that video?
I saw that. Dog, kid those going videos through, are amazing.
That is wild. That's so fucked up, but that is hilarious. Because he ruined some fucking, I don't know if he ruined some, but like some of those teachers called up their husband. Like,
my favorite one. Yeah, my favorite one was the black lady. She was like, oh, this is my engagement ring, and he tested it, and he goes like, all right, it's icy, and this is an anniversary ring, this is after 20 years, that's real, and then he takes it, goes, and he's like, I don't know what to tell you, but this isn't real. She gets on the phone, Marvin, this kid's telling me my ring's not real, and then... and then she's like, get out. She got mad at the kid and the kid's like, damn, okay, what did I do? Those are so funny. I think the diamond testers are, didn't they do who was famous that they did it on and it came out fake? Was it Tekashi? No, not Tekashi.
I was about to say Tekashi having diamond ring or whatever.
No, like fake jewelry. Some rapper had fake
probably
jewelry.
Probably Lil Bow Wow.
Bow Wow?
Or Bow Wow, whatever his name is.
Well, someone on a TikTok or YouTube video walked up some to famous people and checks that they did Post Malone, which he had everything was real. But they walked
because our boy's iced out.
Yeah, Posty iced out.
Shout out to Posty.
He's bald now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He looks like him.
Steven going through his skinhead phase.
He's not even that bad right now, but he'll probably cut it.
That's
because
most of the salons are shut down again.
No, they're not. I just went Friday.
No.
That way your hair look all fucked up.
Nah, my shit icy. I know Tom's not laughing about fucked up hair.
Hey, my hairline's fucked up, right? We all know this.
Man, it turned into a roasting match.
Oh, man. That's all we do is roast each other.
What was I saying? God damn it.
Someone went around testing celebrities.
Yeah, someone tested celebrity and turned out fake, and I cannot remember who, but it was the funniest thing, and everybody roasted him online for it. Can you imagine being famous and having fake jewelry on?
How do you explain that?
Now, wait. Do you remember when we were younger, the one kid who lived down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he came my up God.
I know exactly. The marathon jewelry?
Yeah.
I called him the marathon swag.
He comes up to us and he's like, bro, I just got this. I just copped this shit for 10 G, dog.
10 G's, yeah. He's like, I'm like, damn, I just saw that marathon around the corner. That's wild.
And he starts off this conversation like this. Yo, bro, I just got signed with Eminem.
Yeah! No. He was trained by Eminem, and he learned how to box from Mike Tyson. Or no, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, Muhammad.
And Muhammad Ali. That is the funniest this shit, dude. I'm like, this guy, does he think I'm stupid? You live in Dearborn Heights and you're out here getting trained by Eminem. That's wild. We going to the same shitty school.
Isn't Muhammad Ali like paralyzed?
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair. Well, he's dead now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He was in a wheelchair.
He trained him, dog. It was like dodgeball.
He trained him?
It was like dodgeball. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That is the dumbest thing,
man. Oh, man. Bro, he pulled out that Ouija board to get boxing lessons.
He used to have that Cherry Hill Lane's vending machine swag. Remember the claw machine with all the jewelry in it? That's where he'd spend all his money.
Oh, man, dude.
Did he roll up with the big-ass chains and shit and be like, yeah, look at me, bro. I'm all just out, bro. I spent 20 G on this shit.
Like, why is your neck green, yo? Why are your fingers green? You all right?
It's just training, dog. It's just from me training.
That's from training with Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali. I keep saying Mike Tyson.
Bro, I feel like Nate Robinson probably got trained by Muhammad Ali the way he got his ass rocked.
Let's talk about that, dude. Man. That's hilarious. Dude. So I showed you the video before we started because you didn't know. That guy got put to sleep by a YouTuber. How embarrassing.
How are you going to be an NBA athlete and get your shit rocked by a 23-year-old?
He even looked more fit than him. He looked more built than him. Like, he looked bigger, and he still got his ass beat.
They go, he trained 6 days a week, two times a day. Yeah, and it's like, just to get his shit faded by Jake Paul?
Faded?
What the fuck,
I like that word.
Dude.
He got faded by Jake Paul.
Bro, he got his shit rocked how many times? Like three before he got knocked out?
Yeah. He had that God. Disney flow.
Dude, that Disney flow was heavy, bro.
So my thing, though, was, okay, so when I was watching the video, that dude, I don't know what the fuck he was training. It wasn't right, though.
No.
Because he was leaving himself wide open.
You heard what Snoop Dogg, it was a street fight. Yeah, it was a hood fight.
He was training for a hood fight. Dude, he kept... Like, when he was swinging and shit, he was just throwing, like, giant-ass Hail Marys.
Yeah, he left himself so wide open. Fucking, for all the scummy shit that Jake Paul, his brothers.
They're both pieces they're all of pieces shit.
That motherfucker could swing, dude.
He'd probably be my ass for sure, but he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Nothing good ever came out of Ohio, okay?
Is that where they're from?
Yes.
Bro, but, yeah, they, what, no, Logan Paul, that's the older brother? Didn't he get his shit rocked by
No, KSI. You're thinking of KSI?
Yeah.
You're talking about KSI?
With Logan, right? Isn't that
the
older
Logan
brother?
Paul and KSI tied the first time.
Okay.
The second time, Logan Paul would have won it, but he hit him in the back of the head. So he lost.
Cheating ass white
he
folks.
Lost points because Logan Paul swung and hit him. Logan Paul's a tall dude, like, and he's built. KSI is not that tall. It was a mismatch fight, so everybody knew Logan Paul was gonna win. And he was winning all up until he hit him in the back of the head, lost points, made him lose the whole match.
But let's go back to Jake Paul. Again, it's just the idea of a trained athlete.
That's hilarious.
Getting taken down, knocked out by a YouTuber, bro.
I just love the memes, man.
The memes are hilarious.
The tweets, the people in NBA are roasting him. I saw a tweet from, I don't know if it's real, but I saw it. It was like a picture. So it has Nate Robinson, and he's tweeting, "I'm going to change the world tomorrow night." And then 13 minutes after he got knocked out, Stephon Curry goes, "I see no lies." It was so good.
Oh, man.
I'm like, damn, how are his own people going to do it like that from the NBA?
He woke up in a different world, I'll tell you that.
He probably, I see this TikTok. It has when Nate Robinson goes to McDonald's, he goes like, "Yeah, can I get a Big Mac?" And the guy goes like, "What you gonna do if I don't give you this Big Mac? You trying to start something?" He's like, "No, man, I just want a Big Mac." Everybody's gonna be trying to pick fights with him now because he got knocked out.
The thing is, like, during that match, there's that point where it's the first time he gets knocked out.
Right? No, he just gets
knocked
slugged.
Down.
Yeah, he falls over.
First time he gets knocked down, and he gets back up, and he's got his one hand on the back of his head, and the ref is like, "Are you good? Are you good?" And he's like, hesitantly going, "Yeah." All right, well, give
that
me your
shit
hand.
Hurt.
Yeah, that second one, he didn't even get hit. The second time he fell over, this guy just charged at him. Jake Paul just fucking backs up and he falls over, dude. I was like, oh, that's just sad, dude. No.
And it was all in the first round, yeah, right? First or second?
The
I
whole
can't
thing lasted, what, three minutes? That is insane. And Snoop Dogg's commentary, hilarious, man. I didn't know this whole thing was going on until like I started seeing all the memes. Yeah. And then I like watched the video today just for the podcast. And I was like, is that Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg was the commentator. It was the funniest boxing match ever.
Dude, oh man. I don't know who's a better like commentary for fights now. Snoop Dogg or Joe Rogan?
Well, Joe Rogan commentates UFC.
Yeah, they're fighting sports. I don't know the difference.
Didn't he,
no, I'm kidding.
Wasn't he part of the UFC before? I'm
no,
sure.
Not Joe
no,
Rogan.
No, he was just a commentator?
No, he trains martial arts. Oh, he trains jiu-jitsu.
Okay, okay.
But he's just a comedian, UFC commentator, podcaster guy. But he has never fought professionally in the UFC. But he could probably fuck somebody up.
Oh,
fuck
hell
he's
yeah,
a big dude.
I was watching a video of him just doing like a roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
And just he was kicking the air and it made a loud noise. I was like, you don't want to be on the receiving end of that, dude. Yeah. You're
trains
breaking
jiu-jitsu,
something,
man. I don't know what kind of belt he is. He might be a black belt for all I know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do. They give belts in jiu-jitsu? Fuck if I know.
I don't know.
All I know is it looks
trains.
Like it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
And it probably could whoop my ass.
He's definitely a athlete for sure. Oh, and then Jake Paul won and called out Conor McGregor for a fight.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, you're gonna go from boxing to a cage match, buddy? It's not the same.
Wait, he does MMA, yeah, or UFC.
Yeah, he's UFC.
I remember he did. Who did he fight?
Floyd.
Yeah, he fought Floyd. Yeah. That's what it was.
It was terrible. It was fun to watch because it was so different. He kept trying to put him in a headlock in the boxing match, and I thought that was the funniest thing.
Yeah,
you can't do that in the boxing match. But Conor McGregor would forget, and his leg would come up, and I think he was thinking in his head he was going to kick him. I'm like, oh, my God, I hope there's not a roundhouse kick to Floyd's head because that would disqualify him. One kick and it's over.
Yeah.
But the match was interesting, but Conor McGregor ran out of gas really fast. Because they're only used to going, 6 to 8 rounds? And boxing's like anywhere from 12 to 16 rounds.
Jesus.
I mean, and I think they went 12 rounds.
What do you feel is a better sport? Boxing or UFC?
More interesting?
Yeah.
UFC, for sure. UFC is like you're actually, it's like street fighting. You're actually punching. You got is that little pad on your knuckles, but that's it.
What I like about UFC is just like, it's mixed martial arts. There's so much more styles to it. Like, I'm pretty sure there's different style like of boxing.
Oh, yeah.
But like when it comes to UFC, just watching other people use their own techniques and all that, it's art. It's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Watching people beat the shit out of each other.
UFC is definitely more dangerous, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can take a knee to the face. It doesn't matter. There's no rules. There really isn't.
they actually started adding rules, because I remember one rule, this guy would grab people by the pants or like by the crotch and then start whooping their ass. And they're like, all right, we gotta do something about this, because this happened three times. That,
but
yeah, well, now you can't, because they used to be able to do it, right? But like no one would have done it.
When they first started the MMA UFC scene, there were no fucking rules.
Yeah.
They would show up with like sumo wrestlers.
Well, that was the point. Yeah. It's like a cage match. To see. Anything like, goes, right?
Hey, I want to see this sumo wrestler fight a fucking jiu-jitsu guy. Let's see what happens.
These sports seem so barbaric. But like even in 2020, it's still badass to watch. I fucking love like UFC.
Boxing just takes longer.
Yeah.
Because they kind of run around and boom, 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 here's a few punches. And they basically wait for the other one to tire out. So it could be like six rounds before something cool happens. But UFC is like, all of a sudden you see a roundhouse kick and you see blood and you're like, holy shit. You know, like, holy fuck. You see ears, like people have like their ears get ripped off and shit. It's wild.
Have you seen popcorn ears? That shit is.
Cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is wild.
A lot of boxers, UFC fighters have that.
I want to make fun of them for it, dude. Those guys are trained killers.
I don't know about that. But Conor McGregor is back in the UFC now.
Is he?
He's got a fight coming up, and it's a free fight.
Didn't he get suspended for something, or no?
No,
because there was what was the whole thing? It was what was that one Russian dude? Khabib. Wasn't there a whole situation with him?
Yeah,
like,
there was, but they still had their fight.
Okay.
He lost. Khabib's a beast.
He's a fucking Khabib's monster.
Khabib's a beast.
His ass, he can like wrestle, dude. Like, Jesus Christ. Once he gets people on the ground, basically his game over.
Yeah, he retired now, too.
Yeah, that's wild. After his dad passed, like, just recently, right? And he won that, like...
He won his last match, came out undefeated.
That is insane.
In the UFC.
Good for Khabib.
And he's like, I'm done.
What is he? He's, like, Middle Eastern, and he's also from Russia or something like that, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Jesus, dude. And Putin, of course, fighting bears. That's probably where he learned it. I'm just saying.
They probably trained with Putin.
You know how in 300 they had to go like hunting wolves and all that shit in Russia? After you reach a certain age, you have to go hunt bears with your bare fist?
Listen, you see that bear over there? Yes, Papa. Beat the shit out of it.
Beat the shit out of it.
And this guy says he can't do impressions.
I can't, man.
He can do a Russian. He tried to be Russian for so long.
That was weird, dude. You were like really into communism.
He almost defected.
Dude,
I don't know why.
I don't know why your dad didn't beat your ass when you're like, communism's cool. You and your little fucking middle school voice.
I'm so glad I was like, I got out of that, because I was like, Jesus Christ, you know, communism's pretty freaking cool, dude. And then, like, as I got older, I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck was I thinking?
He had that giant Russian flag in his room.
Dude,
I was like, I gotta give him a Polish flag to go with it.
Yeah, now I embrace that shit. I love that shit.
When you went to Poland and you brought me back like that little Polish flag, after like a couple of years, I went to look for it because I was just gonna have it like hanging in my room. Could never find it. I come over Steven's house one day, it was on his wall. I was like, is that my flag? And he's like, yeah, I found it at your house. What?
To be fair, you did steal my DS. So
hey,
all's fair.
I was a piece of shit growing up, but this was when we're adults. I don't want to hear it. And again, hey, bro.
So you steal the piece of technology, but he's going to get upset over a fucking flag.
Yes, because that one was sentimental.
Sentimental.
My man flew all the way over to Poland.
You know where
Poland.
It's at. Go ahead and take it.
Is this still upstairs?
You know where it's at.
I'll go snag that shit later.
Y'all arguing over a flag?
Give me another one, goddammit.
I'm going next year. I got you.
If COVID isn't over by then. God.
It don't matter for him. He's got the green card.
Oh, yeah. Get out of my country, you fucking... You goddamn immigrants mooching off the hardworking Americans.
We made this country, buddy.
Yeah, you and my parents, yeah.
You and my parents?
Don't insult the pierogi prince like that.
Yeah, bro. All
right, guys, we've been going on for almost an hour. You guys want to end it here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
With that.
Okay. All right, everyone. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a rating if possible. Share it. Get the word out there. You can follow me at your boy tongue, YABOI tongue on Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Matt_Wisla, WISLA.
Steven doesn't like to give
all
the social.
I'm blacklisted until he's blacklisted. Until I can fucking
Steven's probably
get a good
banned
one
on Facebook or some shit.
Dude,
but also follow the Bold Notions on Instagram.
Stay bold, fuckers.
Stay bold. Peace.